Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a 9 o'clock stretch, and we stretch it out. Ugh. Doesn't that feel good? It's 9:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, President Trump, he'll give you $1,000 and a free flight if you self-deport. Huge savings for Americans and might put you in a better light if you do want to return to the U.S. at some point. So hopefully that will catch on, as they say. Also, the president in about an hour and a half will be meeting with the Canadian prime minister. Hopefully they will have good discussions. We're going to have a discussion right now with Ashley Byrne, and she represents PETA. Good morning, Ashley. How you doing?
Good morning, Greg. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Isn't it nice that PETA and President Trump can, you know, have a great relationship, and you've got to be happy about his recent deal taking the Beagles out of testing?
Oh, President Trump's administration is making fantastic strides forward, and it is animal lovers across the country should be rejoicing, no matter what party they belong to.
You know, I don't like cruel experiments, you know, on animals. But you could argue the point of medical necessity. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I know with AI, we may be able to make great advancements and not have to use animals. So that's a good thing. But I really don't like human experimentation. And I felt like, you know, Dr. Fauci kind of, you know, represented that in my mind. So I understand he's not a hero in the eyes of the people from PETA either, is he?
Absolutely not. We have been calling Dr. Fauci out as a sadistic tormentor of animals since before anyone had ever heard of him, and even while he was being lauded as a hero by many people, we knew that he had a horrific record of enabling dog experiments and all kinds of other things that would horrify most Americans. And I have to tell you, you know, what you said, the people who are going to tell you that animal testing is a medical necessity, those are the people who are profiting from it, who have an interest in keeping it going. The fact is that we actually have made scientific advancements that have, you know, that mean that when we're experimenting on animals, when we are wasting American tax dollars on animal experiments, we're just slowing down progress. And it's actually doing a great disservice to humans who are waiting for real results that can actually benefit them. Because you know what? Human beings, we're not mice, we're not dogs, we're not pigs. And it's just, it's not producing the results that humans need.
Yeah, as far as trials and different things, especially if you've got, something that, you know, is going to end your life very, very prematurely, I think there should be a push in allowing people to enter such trials on a bigger scale. But I don't get it too far off the course. You know, PETA, people make fun. No, it's not a bread. It's not people eating tasty animals. but let me ask you this. I mean, and I'm being serious. Is it bad to drink cow's milk? In other words, what would a milk cow do? In other words, if you don't milk a milk cow, they can get really sick. You have to milk them.
Well, here's the thing. Cows produce milk for the same reason that that humans do, for their babies. That milk is intended for their babies. And the very sad truth about the dairy industry is that it keeps cows just continuously pregnant and then tears their babies away from them to take their milk and give it to human beings when it's actually not even healthy for us. And cows have an intense bond with their babies, just like human moms do. People who live next to dairy farms will tell you that you can hear the cows wailing and crying when their calves are separated from them. So it's an industry that's producing a product that we not only don't need, but actually causes quite a few health problems for humans, and all on the backs of these cows who are being forcibly impregnated, separated from their calves. It's very cruel. It's totally unnecessary. And I have to agree with you. You know, I actually, for years, had no idea what the issue was with drinking cow's milk. But when I saw conditions on a dairy farm, cows just living in their own filth, separated from their calves, which is so heartbreaking, I took dairy out of my diet, and it was a very easy choice to make.
How else can you eat Oreo cookies if you don't have milk?
With oat milk, with any of the other non-dairy milks that you can find absolutely anywhere these days, from Starbucks to Walmart, they're everywhere. They're delicious. It's really just the same thing in a different. Same experience in a different bottle.
I hate the fake marketing. It's like, hey, try some almond milk. It's like, really? You squeeze nuts so hard, you got milk out of them? I don't think so. I mean, and same thing with oats.
The thing is, I know it may sound a little absurd, but isn't it more absurd for grown human beings to be drinking, the breast milk, essentially, of another animal? That's disgusting.
Well, I prefer wolf's milk, but it's a little harder to get.
A little more dangerous, yes. I mean, I say we leave the animals alone. We let them keep the milk that's intended for their babies. And, we choose any of these wonderful, easily accessible milks, like, again, oat milk, almond milk, pistachio milk. I mean, anything.
In other words, if you try just a little bit, you can find replacements for it. A little more expensive sometimes, but yeah, you could replace it. I think I got you with this one. You ready?
Bring it on.
Stone crab claws. Now, what are you going to say about that? That's where you pull the claw off, you throw the crab back, it lives and grows another claw, and so it recycles.
Gotta tell you, I don't think that's quite how it works. And sorry, I think you're hearing my foster dog weigh in here.
That's okay.
But it's so easy to leave these animals in peace and to eat any of the many vegan options that are so available to us now. And I have to tell you, if you've ever tried vegan seafood, it tastes the same. You throw some, you throw some vegan tartar sauce or butter on there. It tastes exactly the same.
Wait, butter? Are we allowed to have
vegan butter?
Oh.
Well, we make it from the same thing we make that delicious vegan milk from oats. And again, it's in the dairy aisle at any supermarket, at Walmart, at Trader Joe's, anywhere, right next to the butter. It tastes exactly the same. And I have to tell you, my family is not vegan. We do all our holidays vegan now, and nobody knows the difference because the vegan butter tastes like the dairy butter. The milk that we're putting in the mashed potatoes that's made from oats, you don't taste it. It tastes just like the other stuff. Nobody notices. Everybody loves it. It's such an easy choice to make. It's just, you don't have to go milk the oats yourself. It's just, I'm gonna pick this bottle instead of this bottle. It's so easy to be kind. And that's the great thing, that these are choices that we can make, and it's not a big ordeal. It's so simple, but it means everything to these animals who, suffer so much in these industries, and it's totally unnecessary.
And you also like when people, you know, get your puppy down the road at the, you know, the shelter instead of, what was it, AOC? You were calling her out for her French bulldog, right?
Oh, well, she got a very sternly worded letter from us about that because, yes, you know, the shelters are overflowing, literally overflowing with the most wonderful dogs who are dying for a lack of good homes. I mean, you know, buying from a breeder or a pet store in this day and age when we know that, you know, that shelters are over capacity. Every time you buy from a breeder, a dog is losing their chance for a good home. And you know, these poor Frenchies, too, that they are bred in, you know, these severe ways that give them terrible health problems. They can barely breathe. The vet bills are sky high. Yeah, we say go to the shelter and adopt an animal who, you know, who desperately needs a home and who is every bit as wonderful as one of these designer dogs who you're dropping thousands of dollars for.
Hey, Ashley, it's been a pleasure. I know you got to go. You got to feed your dog. But we appreciate your time on the air. Ashley Byrne from PETA and some things to think about.
It was so nice talking to you. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Take care. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show, less than 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. 97.3, The Sky.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Another wonderful day. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Lars from Mars, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Bob. You know, the nice PETA lady made me think, and she made me smile. I know I'm a little early for that, but in our house, we don't drink milk. I drink half and half, and my wife loves heavy whipping cream in her coffee, and every morning she makes ground turkey for our 80-pound Swiss White Shepherd, who dearly loves turkey. So my question to her is it okay to eat turkey instead of beef? Because I know they don't make milk. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't think so. She's more of the vegan kind of mindset. You know, I asked her about stone crab claws, but I don't think she heard me clearly. She has a big dog in the background that was barking because my questionnaire, and I was being serious, because if you've ever, you know, grabbed a stone crab and you can pull off one of their arms or whatever you would call it, claws, right? You can actually, and you can, if you delicately turn it the way you turn it, it really does pop off. It's not like a human where there'd be, you know, tendons and veins and arteries all hanging out. They bleed to death. It doesn't work that way for whatever reason. It's almost like nature intended it. And so it can lose this claw. You only take one, obviously. Yeah. And then you throw the crab back in the water or place him gently back in the water. And then the claw grows back.
Hmm.
And then maybe you'll see him again in another year or whatever. You get the other one. That's gotten bigger.
Well, they're not waving at you, that's for sure.
And then the new one's big enough to where it can still scrounge for food.
Yeah.
And life goes on. And I don't know if they really have a way to address that because, I honestly, like I say, when you separate it, anybody who's done this knows it's like, wow, that really is like almost magical. There's nothing oozing out.
The crab's not screaming.
Well, they don't make a lot of noise in general.
And then, later on, I mean, he's happy. He's alive. Right. He's got his other claw.
Uh-huh.
And you're happy because, they're so good. I don't know. It's a win-win.
I try not to describe it, though.
I try not to just, you know, let's just drive down that ignorant road. You know, no, sure. I got to have my beef. You know, you do want to actually pause it. Pause, no pun intended. You want to think about it.
Yeah.
And is it good for us? I know, like, a carnivore diet is, like, a big rage right now.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And I've done similar things. Not purely strict carnivore, but pretty close to it.
Right.
You definitely should lose weight on that. I don't know. I've seen people that they write I'm having trouble losing weight now. And I'm like, what?
I've got some friends that are on it, and they swear by it for sure.
Oh, you drop weight like crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
To me, it's very difficult to stay on. I mean, I love at least somewhat of a variety.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'll say about this. Kind of my encapsulation of the whole animal topic is I like beef. I like all kinds of things. I like chicken, whatever. But do I think, and I know it's an industry, it's profit, it's efficiency, and all those kind of things, but I would agree that probably we could give them better living conditions in the time that they are living. I know it's about efficiency and money with the big corporations. I get it.
But, well, it's about price for the consumer, too.
Exactly.
I mean, steak's not cheap as it is.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying, I get the point of the life that animal has to exist in until we decide to eat them. So I get it.
But the animal doesn't have the same kind of ability that we do as far as perceiving things. Like, an animal really doesn't know what's going on. They're not pondering the meaning of life.
Well, they don't have the contrast if they've never known any better. But it doesn't mean that it's good or that they are. Because they do have, you got dogs. They're happy, they're sad, they love you, they enjoy, you know, they enjoy life. If they were living on the street in an alley scavenging for food, they would not be probably happy, even though they don't know the contrast of being spoiled at your house. I see what you're saying, but I think they still know that they're not liking what they're in.
I guess if they're being beaten, I mean, they would know that. Ow, that hurts. Yeah. Ow, that hurts.
Right.
But I'm hungry. I don't know. I think animals pretty much eat as much as you, like, allow them to eat. I mean?
I'm talking more living conditions. I mean, you look at, you know, some of the methods aren't always that nice.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with that. And as consumers, you know, you go, I want to be nice, but I've got to feed so many kids and, you know, my family. And
they don't want to eat lettuce, right? So unless it's on a BLT or a burger.
Yeah, I mean, the thought of not ever having any of that kind of protein in my diet, it's be hard to fathom.
But if you had never had it, you wouldn't know any better, just like the animals.
Yeah, but I've already had it.
You've been spoiled. I'm getting hungry.
But, I mean, we can all treat animals as nice as we can.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean.
Yep. Right now, before you eat them for breakfast.
Well, you got to kill it before you can grill it. I didn't make that rule.
Yeah.
Chad Nugent did.
That's a good idea.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And it was on this day in 1954. Oxford, England, 25-year-old medical student Roger Bannister cracks track and field's most notorious barrier, the 4-minute mile. Bannister, who was running for the Amateur Athletic Association against his alma mater, Oxford, won the mile race with a time of 3 minutes and 59.4 seconds. He cracked it. The four-minute mile. It couldn't be done. For years, they said, it's a physical impossibility. They really did. I believe it was only a short time after that, within a year. I believe there are close to a dozen people that did the same thing. Isn't that crazy? So they chalked that up to a psychological factor. Once everybody kind of believed, if you will, that you couldn't crack that four-minute mile, nobody did. Isn't that crazy? Huh. But it was such a big deal. Such a big deal, Greg, that's when they named the railing around the stairs after him. Roger Bannister.
You know, it's actually an interesting thing, though, with records being broken. It's almost like we're impressed by one, and for decades, maybe nobody can beat it. But when somebody does, it changes everything. It's like once somebody believes they can do it. Good example is Johnny Weissmuller. We remember from Tarzan back in the day. He was an amazing swimmer in the Olympics, and he held records for so long. My goodness, a 13-year-old swimming girl on some swim team can beat his records now. It's like it has to happen before, you know, somebody has to believe it can be done. And then when it does,
well, you know why that
then
is.
It spirals forward because then everybody can do it.
Well, the swimming is a little different. Because of the hormones that were in cow's milk, everybody's feet got longer, giving to they call it the flipper effect. All of a sudden, kids had these long gunboats for feet. Yeah. The flipper phenomenon.
Yeah, you should have brought that up when Ashley from PETA was on.
There was a lot of material.
We ran out of time.
Yeah,
we really did.
Couldn't get to everything. She was.
You know, she was great though, wasn't she? I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
She had a great attitude.
You don't have to agree with her. That's fine. And we don't agree with everybody that calls or all the guests, but she handled it all very well. She had a great personality. She had her facts from her perspective, and I think it was very interesting just to give people something to think about and talk about today.
You know what I felt like she did? She gave us food for thought.
Wow. In a very natural delivery.
Oh, the humanity!
I knew you weren't going to say humility.
Oh, the humanity!
Humanity. Oh, okay.
Who said that? Who said, oh, the humanity?
Les Nessman?
No, it was during a 1937 broadcast, who Les Nessman was probably a fan of.
Yes.
I don't know who it was, but you know what was going on, right?
The Hindenburg.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know why Les Nessman said it?
Because they threw the turkeys out of the helicopters.
Exactly.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah.
It wasn't lost on me. I understood even as a child. 1937, on this day, the Hindenburg.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the airship Hindenburg, the largest dirigible. Mm-hmm. Ever, but that will be on one of those little knowledge tests.
Yes.
Trivia. It'll be a part of trivia.
What was it?
Dirigible. I just want you to know that word.
And can you spell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, D-R-I-A-jibble.
Dridgeable. Dridgeable.
It was the pride of...
Oh, yeah.
Nazi Germany.
Yes. There's lots of pictures of them things flying around with their big swastikas on them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Burst into flames, Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 36 people. Didn't I have a story about that wasn't the first time it had a problem? It came off of its moorings in California, a year or so previous to it.
Yeah,
and one guy held on too long.
Yes, he did, and fell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but the other
right.
guy stayed hanging on for like 2 hours or something ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
For a guy who's scared of heights like that, kind of? No.
Wonder if that inspired Roger Bannister to just hang on.
Wow.
Yeah.
You keep railing on that, Bob.
Well, you know what that guy's name was?
What?
The guy that hung on to the rope for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Sloopy. Hang on, Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy.
Hang on.
Yeah, wow.
No?
It's not
that working for you?
So, okay. This is feeling like a Friday show.
Yeah.
But for you, it really is... Thursday show.
Yeah.
So you're feeling punchy already.
I'm just naturally a little punchy, I guess. I'm cutting back on my meds, I think, is the problem.
Oh, that explains a lot. You know, in all fairness, sometimes I will get a text from random listeners going, is Bob off his meds today?
Oh, I take a lot of meds, but I'm going to try to wean myself off of Adderall.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I have a nurse practitioner now, and he can't write script for Adderall.
Right.
Because apparently it's highly addictive. And so I'd have to see like a psychiatrist or something like that.
We don't want them to find anything out.
No, that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Yeah, I want to fly under the radar.
Uh-huh.
So,
good point.
So, yeah. So I'm going to just get off of it, see if I can survive that.
Well, the show could get really interesting.
Yeah.
It could.
Yeah, you could call it that.
I think the boss is concerned.
You think so?
He could be.
Well, they can't fire me because I already, like, said on the air I have some kind of illness.
A disability.
Yes, yeah. A disability.
See, we're gonna
you heard that, lawyers, disability.
That's right. Hey, corporate, we're going to get you a little vest and put on you. Just,
corporate's like, yeah. Bob, an accident may befall Bob soon. Because we don't pay disability.
Things could happen.
Boom, boom. Oh, Bob, playing speed bump again. The Baltimore Ravens announced Monday they're going to release longtime place kicker Justin Tucker. According to an article in The Athletic, while Ravens general manager characterized the move as a football decision, it comes at a time when the NFL is continuing its investigation into multiple accusations of misconduct involving massage therapists. Look, I don't want to be sexist here. If you have any concerns in that area, you're an NFL team owner or whatever, is this wrong if I say this out loud?
You'll do it anyway.
Don't hire the female massage therapist.
Okay, I get you. Yeah.
And wouldn't that take care of that?
A high percentage, at least.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't know why. I prefer a massage from a woman, but I think that might be because that's all I've ever had.
Right. Where a guy might be stronger. If you're looking for that whole deep tissue kind of thing going on, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
No. I had one from one woman that...
Hurt you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show us on the doll where the massage therapist hurt you, Bob.
And, you can't let anybody know...
Oh, no, that wouldn't be manly.
But the tears would just, luckily it was like my face was down in that pillow thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they couldn't, she couldn't see the tears.
Yeah, but she could hear the whimpering.
It's possible. 9:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You know what it's time for already? Things that make you smile. It's where you call in with upbeat. Positive thoughts, non-political.
What
you
was that
can
last
do it.
Line? That last line?
Non-political. Okay. Upbeat, positive, count your blessings kind of a thing. Attitude of gratitude, You can do it like Greg would go. Well, I'll let Greg do his own.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. We're too blessed, I say. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn to appreciate the good things. We call it things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in right now, 877-975-9825. Chris, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. Chris Rose here. It is y'all two that's making me smile. I don't tell y'all enough, but we appreciate the entertainment and the camaraderie and all the work that goes into providing all the information and the localness of the show. My daughter Amber and I never miss your show in the mornings on the way to school. In fact, she gets a kick so much out of y'all's different segments. Her favorite one is the bugs. that she has me recreate with her our own, you know, radio show mimicking y'all's, where one of us is Bob and the other one is Greg, and I won't tell you who gets to be who most of the time, after school on the way home. I'd like to invite both of y'all to a Saturday morning breakfast at a time and place that we can schedule off the air out of my gratitude. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's nice. Very nice, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Mike. Good morning.
Lost Mike.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile was your first hour coverage of the Beatles song Get Back off Let It Be. And we always need to remember, JoJo left his home from Tucson, Arizona for some California grass. Have a great day. Great show.
Is that really in the lyric?
Well, obviously it was a landscaper.
That's what it was.
So, I got one for you.
All right, Greg. What's making you smile?
You'll find totally shocking. Today is mine and my hot wife Jen's 8th wedding anniversary.
Eight years.
Yes.
Of wedded bliss.
Yeah, it has been amazing. She is amazing. As anybody who knows her knows that. Although I used to joke, it was embarrassing when we were dating because, like, you know, her German Shepherd and white cane would sometimes get in the way.
Wow.
But she's amazing and she's awesome.
I'm glad you're happy because I happen to know her therapist.
You know what I mean? She's miserable. Yeah.
I didn't say that. I'm just kidding. Always. All right. Let's see what else we have. I'm going to a family reunion in Philadelphia. See a bunch of my cousins, second cousins, third cousins.
Wow.
And
that'd be fun.
Yeah, before the other cousins my age, we start dropping like flies like our parents have. So,
good plan.
See each other, hang out a little bit. Looking forward to it.
Well, cool.
And let's go to Jim. What's making you smile?
Shadur Sanders' first name. I mean, is that French for poopy pants or what?
Wow. Shadur? It might be.
Well, you know.
I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know.
But, I mean.
It was as good a guess as any.
What was his daddy's name? Primetime?
Yeah.
Did he have a first name? It was just Prime.
That's
it. Prime.
He was born that way, right?
Don't tell the PETA girl, because if.
Oh.
Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great A.
She might say, I'm going to change your name to Vegan Boy. We're not done yet. Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Illegal aliens will get a beautiful flight out of the U.S. if they voluntarily self-deport under a new program spearheaded by the Department of Homeland Security. DHS announced a financial incentive program to provide illegal aliens with $1,000 after they verify that they have self-deported and they're back in their home country. And President Trump is all for it. Germany and Denmark have used it successfully. President Trump says we'll give them a beautiful flight back to where they came from. It's called self-deportation. And I call it a beautiful smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.